And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and our theme in the second hour is business and making money. Each of my guests is explaining some aspect of business or how we make money. My first guest is an historian who gave us the history behind income taxes in America from his book, The Interesting History of Income Tax. My second guest is a serial entrepreneur and inventor. He holds more than 15 patents. He started more than 10 companies. We discussed why being an entrepreneur is the most secure job position that you can have during difficult times from his book, Confessions of a Compulsive Entrepreneur and Inventor. My next guest is an authority on business change management. She is considered an articulate advisor to men and women seeking to reach the top of their profession. We'll discuss finding a mentor to guide us in our careers from her book, Skills for Success. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to speak to Adele, you can call us at 639-0008. Dr. Adele Sheely is described as courageous, inspiring, articulate, original, motivating, and a standard by which others are measured. She has an outstanding scholarly credential. She has a PhD with honors as a change management fellow from UCLA. Adele presents her straightforward, no-nonsense strategies in a language that everybody can readily understand, and every point that she makes is grounded in experience and is tested over time. Her theories work. The results are immediate, and she is provocative, and she is loved. Welcome to the show, Adele. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I'm doing great. Happy to be with you.
Well, thank you for being our guest here.
I must say, I love the name of your show, Brainstorming, because it is what everybody needs to do at every part of their life, and so you do it on air so perfectly.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. So let's talk about mentoring, if we can, please, because that's a really hot topic, particularly as the economy has gone kind of sideways. But first of all, for people who may not know what a mentor is or may not have one out there, what is a mentor, and why is having a mentor so important, particularly now?
Oh, well, a mentor is an unpaid coach. And as opposed to a paid coach, you can find them in companies, you can find them within your profession. What they are is much more experienced than you. They're able to guide you, help you, and brainstorm with you how to succeed in your own line of work.
All right. That's good. Now, are really mentors necessary? I mean, you know, can't you? In the United States, we hear all about the self-made man or the self-made woman. Is really a mentor necessary, or are these self-made men and women just not telling us the stories about their mentors?
I think that's the hidden secret. They're not telling the story. You know, the line about people who pull themselves up from their own bootstraps?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just think about that. You'd have to fall on your nose to pull yourself up from your own bootstraps. Almost every single person who's successful has somebody in the background who is helping them and giving them advice and encouraging them when things, you know, turn around or things fall, and they do. So you're going to need one, just as every single person who is successful, who I've interviewed and read about, has.
All right.
It's not often acknowledged. I suppose we should have a mentor's day.
Yeah, well, that would be cool, and there probably is, because my previous guest was all about flowers and selling flowers on the Internet. We could have an Internet day for mentors and sell flowers. We're talking to Adele Sheely, everybody. And, Adele, if mentors are so important, and it sounds like they are, you've got me sold on it, so where does one find a mentor?
Well, they don't have signs on them, and they don't have contracts for you to sign up so that they would take care of you for the rest of your life. So you have to look around inside your professional association, and if you're not in one, I urge you to join. Or inside your company, you're going to find people who are sometimes older than you, sometimes not. They're typically not your direct boss, but they're around. You'll see them at meetings, and you should go to lectures and go to meetings where very successful people are speaking. You have to talk to them. You have to develop a relationship with them so that you can not just ask them to help you, but ask them about themselves. So that's building a relationship. The last thing you want to do is ask somebody for desperate help when you need it most and you've never, ever met them.
Absolutely true. Adele, now, you mentioned in that they're probably not within your organization, or they may be within your organization, but they're probably not your boss. Does a mentor have to be in a position that's higher up the food chain than yours?
Typically, because what you're going to ask is for experience in moving up, or experience in solving a problem, or experience in getting in. And you need people with expertise in those areas, as well as talent in the field that you're in.
Okay, so the next question is, if they have to be higher up the food chain, how high up the food chain? I mean, do you want to go too far up the food chain? Let's say I'm in the mailroom. Do I go to the CEO or the chairman of the board and say, work out a relationship where you become a mentee of that person? Or do you look for a person who's maybe one or two rungs on the ladder higher than you?
Well, I think you look for somebody who's one or two above you. But let's just take that example. It's a brilliant one, Bill, about being in the mailroom. Now, we're in Hollywood, and or at least near it, and almost every successful agent and producer and studio head has begun, even if they came from Harvard Law School, in the mailroom. It was a traditional way up. And it got me thinking as to what was so special about the mailroom. Well, it wasn't the mailroom, though you could see who was receiving what in the days before text messages, Twitter, and email. Mail actually got delivered, and on the way, on the truck delivering that mail, you had a chance, typically within 6 months, to make it or not, by connecting with somebody in that hallway or in those offices. So you had to very quickly look for who was available, who was smart, who you could engage with, and who would help you get out of the mailroom.
Always.
So it's just, it's like life. We all have those chances. Most of us don't take them because we're scared to death that the other person wouldn't be interested in us at all.
Well, that's a very good point, Adele. The other point of that is that most of us don't recognize the chances when they're right there in front of us.
Yes. They're not labeled.
That's right. It's hard to find them when they're there, and because they don't come with signs and neon flashing. But we're talking to Adele Sheely, everybody. Skills for Success is her book. We're talking about mentors and mentorship. One of the big things that I, as a former mentor and as other people have experienced, is the time commitment. It seems like being a mentor is a big time commitment for that person. How do you position it so that the potential mentor isn't frightened off by the possibility of mentoring you?
Well, you can't go to them like your mother. You can't go for every single issue that you come up with. So you have to be selective and not call them all the time. But you have to think of some one thing that you're grappling with. You pose your own solution. And then you ask them, this is what's happening. This is what I'm thinking of. Am I on track or not? What else could I be thinking of that I haven't thought of yet? And that gives them then some perspective in some short way to give you something. Now, once you do that successfully, or you do that in a series of ways, that mentor recognizes that you do have great potential. And that mentor very oftentimes will become your sponsor, and they will nominate you. So that's why as you grow in your own business and you have so much more success, and you're on your way up, you're going to be looking for a series of people to play mentors to you so that a couple of them will have the chance and their own worlds that they can share with you besides their advice.
So, Adele, in your career, you might have multiple mentors, maybe met as many as four or five different mentors as you work your way up through an organization?
It looks like it's true. As we, the Department of Labor used to say we had five careers in our life, and now they're up to seven, to 10, to even 12. You need people each time you move up. One of the reasons is you change your friends, you change your colleagues, you change your perspective and your responsibilities. So you're no longer deep friends with the people that you might have started with. And you can't share down with people below you the kinds of problems that you're facing. So you're always looking for people to help you, just as when it's your turn, you're going to give back.
Giving back is important. We're talking to Adele Sheely, everybody. Adele, you've given us some good tips about working with a mentor. Give us a couple more. What role does feedback play with your mentor? I mean, you don't want to take up too much time, but at the same time, you want to give them some feedback about how things are going. How do you suggest that you approach feedback to your mentor?
A very good thing, because you can't only go for help. You have to report back. You have to say, I want to thank you for your advice, because I made my presentation and almost everything was accepted, and I want to tell you what was and how you helped me. What that does is it underscores the person's smartness, and everybody needs to feel smart and appreciated. So you're thanking your mentor, and you're letting them know that you've taken their advice, which makes them feel doubly proud of you. And if their advice has been great, it actually emboldens the mentor to do more, as it does you. And if the advice, on the other hand, didn't pan out, the mentor can see, oh, well, I see. I didn't understand that was the issue. Take it from another standpoint. And it gives you a chance to work again with them without criticizing them.
Very good. Now, the mentor feedback is important when you have solved a problem or when you've overcome an obstacle. But it's not just all about me, is it, as well? You need to give feedback to that mentor when that mentor has some success. How does that work?
It's an interesting thing, because we're not trained to compliment anybody. We just take something, or we say thank you or good job. But we have very little ability to say what exactly it was that meant so much. So just as you're practicing your own success with a mentor, so too you practice the kind of compliment that you think about it, and you say, this is what I really appreciate about you. You know, not only did you think about my issue, you thought about how it was to be presented, who I was going to meet with. And you gave me some very good responses in case it didn't work. And I want to thank you for that. And then you say, how did you learn that? Now, that opens up the mentor to even begin to share more about his or her own experience. And you're going to learn a double thing. One is that a compliment plus asking how did you learn that always leads to greater intimacy, greater shared knowledge, and it's the win-win for both.
And that's a great tip right there. It's a win-win for both. Now, Adele, you are not only mentoring me with this conversation, but you're mentoring all of my listeners as well. You have a career as a career coach. What do you find most rewarding about being a mentor, being a career coach?
Well, it is mentoring. And I am overjoyed when people are courageous enough, A, to ask for help, B, to be amenable to trying out some things, and C, when they actually do it and it succeeds. And, I celebrate that with them, because it's all hard and it's all experimental, you know, what we do these days in work. It has been. And it will be increasingly so. So that my reward in many ways comes from other people's success. So when they're stuck, they want some different perspectives in different ways and different experiences, so that they're going to get to have more expertise and to be less afraid, not notice, not afraid at all, and to be more courageous and to take more risks in connecting themselves to other people, other ideas, to groups, and to expanding options.
I love it. We've been talking to Adele Sheely, everybody, about mentoring. She's the author of the book Skills for Success. Adele, you've got a lot of good advice there. Clearly, you've got years of experience to help you in your career coaching. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Oh, come right to my website. It's www.dradele.com, dradele.com, without the dot in between Dr. and Adele. And there's lots of information. I blogged for the Huffington Post, so you can find me there. You can find my books on Amazon, Skills for Success, and Launch Your Career in College so that you don't have to wait to learn successful skills. You can learn them as you go along in college so that for all of you who are either enrolled or waiting for your envelopes, you can begin to practice what it takes to be successful.
Oh, that is great.
That's when you're learning.
Mm-hmm. We have been talking to Dr. Adele Sheely, everybody, author of the books Skills for Success and Launch Your Career in College. Adele, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure, Billy the Brain.
Thank you, Adele. We'll talk to you soon.